Hello, and welcome to the Rooted in Reliability podcast, your plant performance podcast, where we dive deeper into asset management techniques and know-how. I'm your host, James Kovacic, and I will be your guide to achieving industry best practice. The Rooted in Reliability podcast is here to provide you with the insights to improve plant performance and deliver bottom-line results to your organization. In case you missed the last episode, you can find the Rooted in Reliability podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and on the reliability.fm network. Don't forget to subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Now let's dive into today's topic.
It's my pleasure to welcome Dave Darup to the podcast. Welcome, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, James?
Doing very well, thank you. Now, Dave, for those that may not be familiar with you, you are CEO of Operational Sustainability LLC. Prior to that, you spent some time consulting, managing programs, acting as a director within various organizations. Although a very brief introduction, what can you tell us about yourself and operational sustainability?
So in 2010, I left PricewaterhouseCoopers to begin the journey as operational sustainability. I'd spent the vast majority of my career in IT consulting, systems integration, mainly focused on domains like environment, health and safety, process safety, operations, areas that people know of like asset performance management, either helping create programs with clients, helping transform their cultures, or recommending and implementing IT solutions with teams and programs.
All right, excellent. So you're bringing a wide range of knowledge to the floor here. Now, what is operational sustainability? What do you guys do as a company?
So there's two things. We're both a consulting advisory organization, and we're a technology company. And today, people want solutions, which is really a combination of technology with a managed service. And in the end, they want transformation, not just technology.
All right, excellent. So you guys provide a software solution. You provide some consulting. In the end, really trying to drive business transformation, not just a technology piece there. Now, what I want to talk to you today about is digital transformation. We hear a lot about digital transformation. We hear a lot of different terms thrown out there. And I want to make sure everyone kind of gets a feeling for what these really are. So in your words, what is a digital transformation?
So to me, it's the foundational idea that the data that can be extracted from the assets in your organization matters. We're at the point in industry where you can no longer ignore what your assets are telling you. So to me, digital transformation means answering the following questions. For example, how do you adequately capture, analyze, and utilize that data? Done well, it should fundamentally change the speed, accuracy, and resilience of an organization. But it relies on standardized work processes, so the garbage in, garbage out principle applies. In other words, you have to be gathering the right data from reliable sources and analyzing it in such a way so that it tells you something useful. It isn't simply more sensors and more software. It is, what do we want to know and why do we want to know that? The criticality of an asset is a great example. If a pump isn't critical to production, and nowhere else in your fleet is there another pump like it, that is a critical asset, then having lots of data on that pump is having data for the sake of data. It isn't particularly useful.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. You know, the segregation of critical data, important data versus data that you're just collecting for collection's sake is vitally important. I find a lot of organizations capture data that they'll never really use and isn't meaningful to what they're trying to drive. Very low critical asset. You know, there's buddy pumps or redundant pumps in the system. You know, they capture all kinds of data on it, but they don't ever put any of it to use. Now, that being said, why do organizations need to embark upon this digital transformation?
With the advent of the cloud and movement to wireless infrastructure by many companies in the last couple of years, the pace of change is only quickening. Companies who want to remain competitive need to move forward or die. Another reason is many of the companies we deal with lack a comprehensive strategy for asset integrity, maintenance, and reliability. better known as asset performance management. There are lots of siloed processes and information systems that aren't properly aligned. The lack of interoperability leads to fractured information, making it difficult to be efficient.
All right, so we need this digital transformation to make sure all of our different programs are on the same page. There's a holistic strategy that's really trying to move the organization in the right direction. Now, it seems intuitive, but what are the benefits to a digitally transformed organization? Is it just the ability to look at data across the organization? Is it ensuring you only have a single source of truth with the data? Now, what are really the benefits?
So to me, digital transformation empowers workers with the right information at the right time at the point of work. In other words, creating a sort of operational human-machine interface leveraging mobile devices and information is going to deliver risk-informed decision-making in the field at the point of work. Speed and accuracy of information is also critical to making the right decision at the right time, leading to improved profitability and safety. Organizations that go through digital transformation will have a resilient workforce, enabling them to plug people in more quickly while reaping significant productivity gains. Finally, management of change is the cohesive binder that helps ensure that the changes are manageable in all the supporting business processes.
I absolutely agree. That management of change piece, making sure that when we make a change, it cascades across the entire organization, the different functions, all the different programs. That's an area that's severely lacking in organizations. Do you find that as well, or am I just working with that type of organization?
MOC to me is something that we focus on with regulatory optics. If it's an equipment change or a procedure change, that's, you know, if you're in Canada, if you look at the Boiler Safety Administration, they have MOC provisions in their regulatory components. The U.S., it's OSHA and EPA, RMP. But we miss the organizational change, the more subtle changes, things like alarm set point changes and changes to vendors in the supply chain. They kind of go, they're more informally managed is where we kind of see that go, unfortunately.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. The informal management, tribal knowledge that they rely upon, you know, that's what I find a lot of organizations do. Now, if we were to implement this digital transformation, we have speed of data, we have right data, we have all these things. What would change for the frontline staff? Or does it even impact them?
Mobility to me, meaning specific, aligned, and up-to-date sets of information available on a mobile device, would enable faster decision support at the point of work versus using the clipboard, which is what we unfortunately do a lot today still. Barriers would be broken down and companies would move from training using traditional approaches like computer-based training that rely on tacit memory to in-context learning with decision support at the point of work in the field. Field personnel would have the procedures they need in the field, information like a 3D bill of material, along with information on a piece of equipment like the latest readings and expected operating envelopes. The result is a much safer, more informed workforce delivering a more efficient workload each day, resulting in production gains and improved profitability.
All right. So it's all about, you know, really giving the people on the front line the information they need. You mentioned decision support. So we might have troubleshooting guides. We might have, you know, analytics looking at asset performance and providing some guidance. So it's really all about driving efficiency and effectiveness with the frontline people, or that's the benefit for them anyways.
Yeah. OEE, overall equipment, efficient or effectiveness, sorry. Solomon indices thinking, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if the frontline staff have this, how does that really help them? Is it because they have information at their fingertips? They have checklist built? How does that really help?
I think frontline staff will be safer and feel more competent, resulting in overall confidence improvement. People who feel confident and competent are more likely to stay with your organization for longer, and they're the ones you want to stay too. Better information via digital transformation will help you create and keep a stronger workforce as a result.
All right, excellent. Now, if we're benefiting the frontline staff, how does this digital transformation help, you know, the managers that are trying to manage the asset integrity program or the maintenance and reliability program? How does it benefit them?
Managers would have more visibility into the risk being managed, potential compliance deviations, along with effective wrench time, leading to a safer, more profitable outcome. The current landscape of siloed processes and IT solutions make it nearly impossible to provide adequate warning. The most, today, the way most companies are architected with enterprise asset management solutions leads with work orders as a means of enacting notifications. Digital transformation needs to enable organizations to take advantage of analytics as performance management is really a key need of the managers today.
All right. Now, with that being said, you know, why do organizations really have to have all their data and information linked? So I know some organizations, they might deploy a mobile solution where the frontline users can look at drawings, spare parts lists, that sort of thing. Why do we need everything linked together? Why can't we just operate with these independent systems?
Well, I guess how else can you know if you're addressing all the required tasks and risks as part of your workday? The integration breaks down siloed work processes. It enables also a smoother shift handover. So to me, without the integration, knowing the condition of an asset and its operating context, both in the moment and historically, plus what experience has shown with this type of asset across a fleet, it's impossible. Integration allows for 24/7 anomaly detection and a continuous improvement of asset strategies as the failures occur. A good example of too early to market in digital transformation was equipment health monitoring about a decade ago, pre-neural net. We didn't have all the data or even enough algorithms to detect threats and failures on the equipment. As a result, there were a lot of false anomalies in service calls, and this led to excess maintenance and spares, excessive downtime, and some other inefficiencies. So having all the right, having the data at the right time without context or analysis is a recipe for doing bad things faster, making the wrong decisions, which leads to increased risk and waste. So context and analysis allow you to know you have the right data at the right time so you can do the right thing. And having an asset strategy is essential because that is a key component of the context and the analysis.
Yeah, I think you just nailed it there. Without that context, without that analysis, you know, we're really just making uninformed decisions, even if we have that data. Like you said, we might be doing maintenance too early, too much maintenance, stocking too many spares. It's really taking that analysis and the operating context of the asset in relation to that data and making it work. I don't know how much waste I've seen by organizations doing what you said, and they're just making bad decisions faster.
This podcast is brought to you by Iridicio. Be sure to check out Iridicio's IBL Blended Learning for Maintenance and Reliability Professionals. This SMRP-accredited project-based curriculum will take you through all aspects of a maintenance and reliability program and provides you with all the tools you need to generate a 30 times return on investment for your organization and a set of credentials from the University of Tennessee for you. You can find out more at ibltraining.com.
Now, if an organization wants to transform and move from where they are now to a digitally transformed organization, how do they go about that? Are there specific steps? Is there a process? How do they make that change?
Well, to transform an organization, there needs to be a maturity pathway, or said another way, a strategy. The foundation must be solid, including the asset registry and the supporting metadata. Moving away from executing tasks like PMs and inspections to executing a comprehensive asset strategy and monitoring asset health is a journey. Part of the transformation also requires a culture change.
It absolutely does require that culture change. And a lot of organizations struggle with that part. Getting the technology in is one piece, but making the change culturally so we integrate business processes and people use tech is, you know, something that's very, very important and a lot of organizations struggle with. Now, what words of advice or what would you tell those that are looking to make this digital transformation? What is the words of wisdom or warning when they're looking to integrate all their data and systems?
You need a data integration strategy. You also need to identify the benefits that will be derived from integration to ensure that really it can be justified. Connectors are a key means by which to enable sustainable integration. As in the end, as integration is really a data mapping exercise. I think as industry moves away from data historians to sensors and begins to leverage appliances in the cloud, you'll see a lot more instrumentation and resulting data that needs to be mined to find useful information. In the interim, we need data scientists to help interpret all this data, which is a bit challenging since most of those data scientists are in the financial sector. And over time, I think as sensors become more prevalent, the cost of the monitoring will also decrease. So creating notifications based upon exceedances is of lower value and is what we currently are doing in the current generation of thinking with data historians that can yield, you know, as a partial attempt to, you know, something to establish a form of integrity operating windows as an example. Robust work processes are needed to fully support integrity operating windows and other key asset performance management work processes. So as digital transformation moves forward, we're going to begin cataloging content to expedite the diagnosis of issues. Asset strategy libraries are a good example of this. Companies would rather start by having a library of failure mechanisms versus starting from a blank sheet of paper with an RCM practitioner, as a for instance.
Yeah, absolutely. If we have, you know, that library of failure mechanisms, it's easy to customize and tweak that program based on the operating context, based on some simple analysis and develop it from scratch. Now, what is the one difference that makes organizations successful in this digital transformation? Is it the change management upfront? Is it having top-down support? What is the one thing that makes the biggest difference in success in adopting this?
For digital transformation to work, we have to capture the right information. Let's start there. This means how we did things in the past will likely need to change, but we won't have enough consistency or frequency of data to enable discernible patterns or anomalies to be detected. So commitment to define work processes and actual follow-through of a strategic plan is another key attribute to enable a successful transformation. This requires budget and management commitment to see things through. Unfortunately, changes in leadership and a focus on quarterly earnings are a constant threat to achieving a strategic outcome. Intelligent operations is the glue that binds your asset strategies, workforce strategies, production strategies, and your compliance and/or risk strategies together to ensure your entire organization is moving toward the same target. We have to know what to measure in order to achieve targets based upon the overall goals of the organization and the facilities. Performance management is how you know if you did it or not based upon those metrics. Intelligent operations provides the roadmap. Said another way, intelligent operations is the strategy. It's how you determine what the targets are yielding and the map to your destination. Today, most organizations focus on tactics like risk-based inspection and reliability-centered maintenance. But nearly 80% of organizations that we work with really don't have a strategy. They lack an asset strategy. Without a strategy, the potential for unintended consequences increases. Intelligent operations becomes your framework for evaluating all the unintended consequences across your organization.
Excellent. So we really need that intelligent operations. We need that strategy in place, which is really going to allow us to move forward, you know, with all the key things you mentioned, using performance management, capturing the right data, understanding what that right data is. There's lots to it. Now, what's the one action you want our listeners to take away from the conversation today around digital transformation? Do they need to go learn about it a bit more? Do they need to go start talking to people about it? What is that one thing you want them to do?
Well, first of all, it's coming. And mobility is the key to enabling digital transformation because it's the application of the analysis and context once applied to your data. It starts with a data assessment to define the maturity path, along with the critical information and proper organizational alignment to execute the digital transformation.
Excellent. Now, Dave, we've talked a lot about digital transformation. And where can people find out more about you, operational sustainability? You know, where can they catch up with you? Where can they reach you at? Where can they learn more about all these great things?
You can go to our website at drivingoe.com to see what events we're putting on, including webinars, workshops. We're facilitating our trade shows we're presenting at or attending. We're also starting to do frequent postings on the web and through LinkedIn to provide some educational opportunities and opinions. Finally, we do surveys, and we're starting to write kind of analyst reports. And if you participate, and as you can get a free copy of the report for participation. Those are, I guess, a couple ways to learn more.
All right. Excellent. Now, do you have any favorite resources that you want to share with our listeners about learning about digital transformation, Industry 4.0, OEE, whatever we talked about today?
We have several white papers on our website. Just visit, again, drivingoe.com, and you can go to the section called Resources to see all the available white papers. I like to read certain periodicals like Terry O'Hanlon's Uptime magazine. I know SMRP has a periodical that I read on occasion as well. Those are probably some other really excellent resources to get kind of current industry trends and information. And probably another final one in the asset integrity world is Inspectioneering magazine. We really like that one as well.
All right. Excellent. I will make sure to put links to all these in the show notes so people can easily find them, easily access them. David, I want to thank you for taking the time today to talk to us about digital transformation, the benefits of it, why we need to be doing this, why we need to be thinking about it. Definitely provided some insights in how all this actually comes together and what it means for us, both on a shop floor and from a management level. So thank you so much.
Thank you, James.
I would like to thank you for listening and remind you that you can always find out more on maintenance, reliability, and asset management at www.iridicio.com and by following our blog. The Rooted in Reliability podcast is a proud member of the Reliability.fm network. I'd like to ask you to please rate and review this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. It ensures the podcast stays relevant and is easy to find by like-minded professionals. It is only with your ratings and reviews that the Rooted in Reliability podcast can continue to grow. I thank you for providing this small but critical support. We'll see you next week when we dive into another burning topic with Rooted in Reliability, your plant performance podcast.